heaving it into his neighbor's yard, makes a court appearance today.
William Slayton was arrested in Middletown last week. Local 12's Alexa Helwig tells us some new details about this case that came out in court.
William Slayton was in court here this afternoon, and a detective testified from the Middletown Police Department, and we learned some new information. A tip came in to police from Tennessee, and the detective says that that man was the grandfather of Slayton's girlfriend. On June 30th, officers were called to Yankee Road for a report that a woman was dead inside a drum in his backyard. Middletown police responded, and William Slayton answered the door, asking if they could check if someone needed medical attention. Police say he closed the door and went back inside. He then went out the back door, and investigators say he tossed the metal drum over a fence into the neighbor's yard. Police opened the drum and found 21-year-old Cecily Cornett dead inside. Court documents say that Slayton told detectives after using drugs, he woke up and went to the basement and found Cornett hanging. He told them that he had used a sharp object to cut off her fingers and a razor to cut off her tattoos. He tells detectives he let her body lie in the basement for a couple of days before putting it into the drum in the backyard. As for their relationship, the detective says that Slayton was trying to arrange a threesome with Cornett and his girlfriend. A cause of death has not yet been determined. The judge ruled today to turn this case over to the Butler County grand jury. We're in Middletown. Alexa Helwig, Local 12 News.
Alexa, thank you. Slayton is now charged with tampering with evidence, gross abuse of a corpse, and failure to report a crime or death.
Welcome to What Nightmares Are Made Of. This is another podcast brought to you by Missing Person Cases Network. And I'm going to be your host. My name is Dee. If you've listened to other podcasts or videos of me, you know that the cases that I pick are usually very specific and not many others have covered them. Now, this case that I'm going to be talking about today on this particular podcast is about a man named William Slayton. And what he did was one of the most horrific cases and abuse to a person that I've seen. And I've seen quite a few since I started looking into this stuff. Now, this happened in July. He was apprehended in July, but everything is now just going through the court system. So I'm going to read an article first. Man accused of cutting off woman's finger, tattoos, and keeping her nude body in a barrel is indicted on murder charges. Now, if you want to follow us on social media, you can go to Facebook, Missing Person Cases Network. Same thing with YouTube. Facebook, we also have Destination Unknown. Instagram is Missing_Persons_Network. Twitter is The_MPC Network. And if you listen to this, you know we're on Anchor. And we have three different podcasts. The Truth Lies Between, What Nightmares Are Made Of, and Suicided. So now let me get right into this article. An Ohio man accused of cutting off a woman's fingers and tattoos and keeping her nude body in a barrel was indicted Wednesday on a murder charge. William Slayton, 35, was arrested in late June after a caller tipped off police about a dead body allegedly being kept at the man's home. This is according to a press release by the Middletown, Ohio Police Department. Cecily Cornett, 21, had met Slayton online while Slayton was trying to arrange a threesome. Middletown detective Ken Miner testified in court, according to the Ohio news outlet WKRC. Slayton told investigators he woke up one morning after using drugs to find Cornett's hanged body in the basement. Miner testified Slayton allegedly confessed to then using a cigar cutter to slice off all 10 of the woman's fingers and a razor blade to remove 2 or 3 of her tattoos. I mean, that's as gruesome as it gets. And to be completely honest with you guys, I wouldn't doubt it if that was done while she was alive, because she was tortured. Slayton also allegedly confessed to keeping the woman's body in the basement for several days before stuffing it into a metal drum, according to court documents obtained by the news station. When police arrived and confronted Slayton at his house, he went into his backyard and threw the barrel over his fence, authorities said. Police recovered the barrel and discovered Cornett's nude body inside, covered in flies and apparently dead for around 5 days. You know, this is just horrible. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's girlfriend. That's somebody's, you know, she was going to be somebody's mother one day, right? And this monster is just discarding her like she's trash, and she's not trash. She deserves to be alive. He does not. But there's more interesting aspects to this, okay? Slayton was arrested when the police searched his house, where they allegedly discovered a bowl containing human fingers and patches of tattoo skin. Cornett's cause of death has not yet been released, a spokesman for the Butler County Coroner's Office told Oxygen.com. Slayton told police that the woman hanged herself from a water line, according to a search affidavit obtained by the Dayton Daily News. However, witnesses indicated to authorities that Slayton had strangled Cornett to death, according to court documents cited by the newspaper. Now, listen to this. Slayton has previously been indicted on 12 child pornography charges, according to these court documents uploaded by the Butler County Common Pleas Court. He was released from prison just 2 years ago, in April of 2018, after serving 7 years. A grand jury indicted Slayton Wednesday on one count of murder, 2 counts of assault, 3 counts of grossly abusing a corpse, 1 count of involuntary manslaughter, and 4 counts of tampering with evidence. He's being held on $210,000 cash bond. It's not clear if he has an attorney who can comment on his behalf. So, this is interesting, right? We have a complete monster. Now, there's more to this story that, you know, I'm not seeing in the news, but I do know that this information is correct, and that's why I will say it. And that's that he was there with, so his girlfriend was there, obviously, if they were setting up a threesome. So, he used to beat her too. So, what she did was she called her grandfather, and she had her grandfather call the police because she was he was most likely monitoring her calls. And, you know, if you just see a picture of this guy, he just looks like a complete monster. You know, waste of breath, pretty much, waste of oxygen. He is probably the worst of the worst, one of the worst that I've come across. And it seems like almost every day I'm coming across somebody who's even worse than the last, which makes me really think, what is going on in this country? It's just absolutely nuts. So I do actually have some of his records. One of the great volunteers that works with me got me some stuff, so... He had 7 years in prison, released in 2018. I have his mugshot for his registered sex offender. So he is actually 6'2", 300 pounds. He's a big boy. Offense, pandering sexually orientated matter involving minor, sexual motivation, conviction date, the 12th of October, 2011. Illegal use of minor and nudity oriented material, and that was in October as well of 2011. Now, let me know what you guys think. Could his girlfriend have done more? I don't think so. I've been looking more and more into these domestic violence stuff. These women become paralyzed almost by these men who beat them. So I could see how she almost felt like she was locked in, whether she was locked in or not. Now, what do you think about the threesome idea? I'm just not... I mean, maybe it's a possibility. He's 35, she's 21. You know, just how would this stuff come about? Stuff like that, you know? How do you even meet up with somebody for a threesome like that? I guess there's some apps out there or something. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, this is definitely what I think of when I think of a nightmare. Having her fingers cut off with cigar cutters and her tattoos taken off with razors. I mean, how much more barbarian can you get? So let me know what you guys think. Put it in the comments. Make sure you like and share. Subscribe on YouTube. I'm going to try and get more cases out on this podcast. Just try and get a bunch of small little 10, 15 minute podcasts or little videos. Let me know what you think, and I look forward to speaking to you guys again. Enjoy your day.